Title: Classic Amen Slicing with Warp Markers Beginner. All right, let's do a real classic. Chopping the Amen Break the Jungle and Drum and Bass Way, using warp markers in Ableton Live. Not just auto slice and hope for the best. This is the method that gives you that tight, rolling, almost machine precise feel, but with just enough human swing to make it dangerous. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a sliced Amen drum rack you can actually play, a fresh 2-bar pattern at drum and bass tempo, and a simple stock Ableton processing chain that pushes it into that punchy, gritty zone. Let's start by prepping the session. Step 0. Prep your DNB defaults. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's right in the modern drum and bass pocket, and it still works for classic jungle energy. Now create two tracks. One audio track, name it Amen Source. One MIDI track, name it Amen Rack. Turn your metronome on, because we're going to use the click as a truth detector, and set your loop brace to 2 bars. Even if we start by fixing only 1 bar, we're building toward a 2-bar loop. Cool. Now import and warp the Amen correctly. Drag your Amen break onto the Amen Source audio track. Double-click the clip so you're in clip view, and make sure warp is turned on. If Ableton guessed the SIG BPM wrong, don't stress. You can set it closer to what you think the original is, but the real fix is what we're about to do with warp markers. The key is, we're going to anchor the important hit so the break behaves. Now choose your warp mode. For drum breaks, start with beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Set transient loop mode to off, and set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70%. Here's the simple reason. Beats mode keeps transients punchy. If you use Complex or Complex Pro on drums, you can get this smeary, facey thing where the snare loses its crack. We're not doing that today. Next, align the first downbeat. This matters more than people think. Zoom in near the beginning of the waveform. You're looking for the first strong kick transient that really feels like the one. When you find it, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here straight. Now the clip should land on the grid. Hit play with the metronome. And here's a coaching tip. We're not listening for perfection yet. We're listening for drift. If it's roughly in time at first, but it slowly slides against the click, that's normal for old breaks, or for recordings that don't lock perfectly to a grid. We fix drift with a small number of smart warp markers, not with a million tiny corrections. Now we do the core skill, placing warp markers on key hits. These warp markers are going to become your slice points, so you're making creative decisions already. Work through the break and add markers on the most important transients. Main kicks, main snares, especially that iconic Amen snare, and a few ghost notes that actually contribute to the groove. A practical workflow that keeps you sane. Start with 1 bar only. You already anchored the first kick at 1.1.1. Now find the main snare. Drop a warp marker on it, and gently drag it so the transient sits right on the grid. Then look for any pickup hits leading into the snare, like little ghost taps that give it that rolling feel. Add a marker if you know you want that hit to be locked. Teacher note here, use fewer markers than you think. A solid beginner target is around 8 to 14 warp markers for a full 2-bar Amen, not 40. If you mark every little micro transient, it can turn robotic fast, and sometimes it even gets warbly because you're forcing the audio to do too much. Now do a warp sanity check before slicing. Loop 1 bar. Keep the metronome on, and focus on one problem only. Is the snare drifting against the click? If bar 1 feels good but bar 2 drifts later on, don't go marker crazy. Just add one anchor marker at the start of bar 2, or on the first kick of bar 2, and align that. Big anchors first, details second. Next up, tighten timing for DNB bounce, without killing groove. Here's the vibe rule. Kicks and main snares should be very close to the grid in drum and bass. Ghost notes can beat a tiny bit early or late, because that's where the human pressure lies. So if it's sounding stiff, try removing a few markers from the small hits and let them breathe. The Amen has attitude partly because it's not perfect. Quick test. Loop 1 bar and listen for flamming against the click. When you hear the double hit feeling between the break and the metronome, fix only the hit that's causing it. Don't correct what isn't broken. All right, once your warp markers feel good, now we slice. In clip view, right-click inside the waveform and choose slice to new MIDI track. For slice by, choose warp marker. Create one slice per warp marker, and choose the built-in drum rack slicing preset. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice will be mapped across pads, usually starting around C1. Rename the track right now. Seriously, do it now. Amen Rack Warp Slices. And here's another workflow tip that saves you hours. Name your slices immediately. Open the drum rack, find your most used pads, and rename them something obvious like Kick 1, Snare A, Ghost, Hat. This speeds up programming more than almost any processing trick. If you're not sure which slice is the real Amen snare, do this. Create a temporary MIDI clip. For one bar, put quarter notes on one snare candidate slice, then the next bar on another candidate, and so on. It's like auditioning snares in context. You'll spot the iconic one instantly. Then delete the losers. Now let's program a classic rolling two-bar pattern. Create a two-bar MIDI clip on the rack. The backbone in 4/4 drum and bass is simple. Snare on beats 2 and 4. So place your main snare slice on. Bar 1 beat 2, bar 1 beat 4, bar 2 beat 2, bar 2 beat 4. Now add a strong kick on bar 1 beat 1. Then add extra kick hits around bar 1 beat 1 end of it, like 1.1.3, or try 1 around beat 3. This is taste, but the goal is to get that forward push into the snare. Now sprinkle ghost slices. Put 1 to 3 per bar, often just before the snare, because that creates that rolling into its sensation. And do not ignore velocities. Main snares should beat up around 110 to 127. Kicks can live around 90 to 120. Ghost notes should be lower, like 30 to 70, so they feel like motion, not like extra main hits. One more groove trick that beginners miss. Groove lies in note length too. If your slices have tails that overlap and it sounds messy, shorten the MIDI note length slightly. Or click a pad, open simpler, and reduce the release so the slice gets out of the way before the next transient. That's how you keep fast rolls clean instead of blurry. Now let's make it sound like drum and bass with a stock processing chain. On the drum rack group level, EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it sounds boxy, try a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want more snap and clarity, try a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15, depending on how aggressive you want it. Crunch can stay low, like 0 to 20, because it can get harsh fast. Boom usually stays off, or very low, because your sub weight should come from the bass line, not from the break. And push transient up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, for extra snap. Then add glue compressor. Use an attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so your transient still punch through. Release on auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Wear gluing, not flattening. Optional. Add saturator after that. Turn on soft clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB to taste, just to add grit and density. If your snare needs to pop more, process it on its own pad chain inside the drum rack. Add EQ 8 on just the snare slice. A little boost around 200 Hz if it's thin. A boost around 5 kHz for crack. And if it needs to translate on small speakers, add a small presence boost around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. If it gets brittle after saturation, check 7 to 10 kHz and tame it a bit. If you want a tiny bit of old school bite, add redux very lightly to the snare chain. Like, barely. You're trying to texture it, not turn it into broken glass. Now, arrangement ideas so it feels like a track, not just a loop. Classic move, intro, drop, variations. For the intro, you can filter the Amen with auto filter, low pass it, and automate the cutoff. You can also do a really effective trick. In the intro, play only hats and ghost slices, no main snare. Then bring the main snare in at the drop. It feels like the same break being revealed. For the drop, bring the full pattern back, maybe layer a modern kick underneath on a separate track for extra weight. Add variation every 4 or 8 bars. Remove a kick. Add a small snare fill by repeating a slice in 16 THz. Or reverse one slice as a little stutter moment. And for that classic section feels alive energy map, try this over 8 bars, bars 1 and 2, full pattern, bars 3 and 4, fewer ghosts, more space, bars 5 and 6, bring ghosts back and add a tiny fill, bars 7 and 8, bigger turnaround, like a stutter or a quick roll, into the loop restart. Now let's avoid common mistakes. First, warp markers on every transient. That's how you get robotic groove and weird artifacts. Focus on downbeats, main snares, and only the ghosts you truly want locked. Second, wrong warp mode. Complex modes can smear drums. Use beats for breaks. Third, slicing before timing is tight. If the grid is off, your slices will be off, and everything you program will fight the tempo. Align the one, anchor key hits, then slice. Fourth, overprocessing. Too much saturation and compression kills punch. Keep it subtle on the full rack. and do heavier dirt selectively, like on a parallel return. Speaking of parallel, here's a strong extra, a crunch return that doesn't destroy your low end. Create a return track called Crunch. Add saturator with soft clip-on. Then a Q8, high pass around 200 Hz. Then a light drum bus. Send mostly snares and ghosts to it. Almost no kicks. That's how you get aggression without turning the low end into soup. And quick mono discipline tip. Keep the break mostly mono below about 150 Hz. If you widen the whole break, your low end can get unstable. If you want width, widen hats separately, not the whole rack. Now a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Your goal is a two-bar loop with two variations. Warp your amen, slice by warp marker. Program a two-bar pattern with snare on 2 and 4. Use at least 5 kick hits total across the two bars. Use at least 4 ghost hits total. Then create variation B, duplicate the clip, and in bar 2, replace the last snare with a double hit stutter, 2/16th notes. Add light processing. EQ8 high pass at 30 Hz, drum bus with drive around 8 and transient around plus 10. Export a 10-second bounce and listen on headphones. Ask yourself, is the snare consistent? Do the ghost notes add movement without clutter? Does it still feel like the tempo is solid when the fills happen? Let's recap the whole method. Warp the MN in beats mode to keep transients clean. Set 1.1.1 on the first kick. Then lock key hits with warp markers. Do a warp sanity check with the metronome so the snare doesn't drift. Slice to new MIDI track by warp marker for authentic manual chop control. Program a two-bar rolling pattern, and use velocities to create motion. Then use stock devices like EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and optional saturator to push it into modern DNB weight. If you tell me whether you're on Live 11 or Live 12, and whether you're aiming for classic jungle, dark rollers, or something more techie, I can suggest a specific amen pattern and exactly what to map to 3 macros so this rack becomes performance ready for future projects.